Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Lincoln Elementary Principal Rich Schulte, talking about the decision to choose between a five-day or a six-day schedule.
All right, Rich, it's great having you on the program today. Let's start with some scheduling and trying to make some decisions. If I can lay this out correctly and you can go into further detail, it's kind of the debate between a five-day rotation and a six-day rotation. But there's some issues, from what I understand, the school board about the amount of time the kids get in the class and then the ability to staff what's appropriate. So talk a little bit about that debate and that dilemma you guys face.
What we started with was a need to create collaboration time and still maintain instructional core time. And what I mean by instructional core time is math and language arts, especially at the K-3 level. And so when tasked with that, we had to figure out how would we get teachers together, five sections at Madison and three at Lincoln, to meet on a regular basis with each other at each grade level to talk about students' performance. And in order to do that, what we had to do was block what we call specials together. And they're typical specials that people always think about are art, music, and PE. But when you have five sections, you also have to consider what else can we put in there as a special. And so when the scheduling committee was tasked with this and we brought in grade level representation of classroom teachers, and we also included specials teachers in on conversations as well when trying to figure out the best schedule to use, we looked at different options in order to group those together. And what we found is that we wanted to create an hour of collaboration daily for teachers, as well as maintaining as much instructional time. Well, when your day doesn't change in the amount of time, you're dealing with the same pie and you're taking larger chunks out, something has to give. And what we found with other schools, and I surveyed about 40 different buildings in 20 different districts, 10 higher enrollment than us, 10 lower enrollment than us, the immediate 10, either way, and found that we were on the upper end of time with each of our specials, plus with recess. And so the obvious place to kind of work in extra time was by lessening time that they had in those, art, music, and PE, and also maybe pulling back in recess a little bit. Currently, during a day, we have an hour's worth of recess. Most school districts were 45 minutes. And so we felt if we even pulled a little time back, we could probably make that up. And so that led into the scheduling. When the group met, we actually decided upon a six-day rotation and presented that to the whole staff. There were some issues with that. Couldn't find time for pre-K, which are five-year-olds not quite ready for kindergarten. That's housed here at Lincoln. We couldn't find time for them to have a prep block. And since that's a full-day program, Mrs. Wisneski, the teacher, certainly needs prep time. And so we knew we'd have to add that in. The other thing that was hard to stomach with that schedule was the specials teachers would be going to teaching over 700 students and not have a lot of break time during the day. It was pretty much teach, 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 eat a quick lunch, and keep teaching. So they came back with an alternate schedule of 5 day that would afford the same collaboration time for Madison for sure, and it had to be a little bit more creative at Lincoln. But what we found is it was hard to find equity between buildings at each grade level, and really that's not acceptable to us as a district to have a third grade at one building not having the same opportunities as a third grade teacher at the other building to collaborate with their colleagues. So we looked at options, and one of the options was to add staff, to reshuffle some specials to figure out those blocks, and every change that we made in the schedule, it created other issues along the way. So we decided to come together again and figure out what we would need for extra help in order to at least start working on these things. And that's what the board heard on Monday night, that we feel like if we have 0.3 in a few positions and a science position, which is totally new, we might be able to make a schedule that could work, either a five or a six. And so we're going to be looking at both of those options. Our next steps, honestly, Mr. Stedham and me, is to take another close look at the schedule, work with the time that the board allowed us and provided on Monday, and see if we can get something that's palatable to all parties.
All right. Well, good luck with your dilemma, and it sounds like you got a good wrap on it and a good plan in place. So we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Rich Schulte from Lincoln Elementary, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at knakrls.com.